Welcome to the Rev Van Van Show with our permanent special guest, Rob. Happy to be back, guys. Feeling a little bit better. Thanks for all everyone who reached out. You're going to have to deal with me, you know, coughing and sneezing and shit. My voice might sound a little bit different, but we got a good show for you guys tonight. We got some interesting topics that Rev has been generous enough to make up for us. And we're going to kind of briefly touch on some of that new CFM juicy stuff that was dropped today. I watched the Eric Rayweather video. He went into some detail. So if you have not checked that out, check it out. So, boys, how are we doing tonight? Rev, I'll start with you.
I'm doing good. Doing good. Can't complain.
Rob?
I'm doing fine. Hopefully, glad to hear you're doing better. And I hope Jared's doing better. So, yeah, ready for M24.
Thoughts and prayers out to our brother there. I'm sure he'll do fine. He's as tough as nails, that one. So, yeah, tonight we're going to go over some topics that we don't think have been covered too much. But one of the interesting, you know, some of these are going to be funny to talk about. The first one we're going to talk about is if you could delete or ban a play from Madden 23 for the start of the cycle, what would it be? So we should all have a pretty good idea of what we hate and or what we can't stop. It'd be interesting to hear what you guys say about that. And if run blocking stays the same in M24, when it releases, we lean towards running the ball or be pass heavy. I'll tell you, I got a modification of that question. That'll be interesting. Do you expect any crazy trades that will occur before M24 that would affect your team selection? I'm sure there's a couple of teams that we all have in mind there. And if you could rewrite how users are rewarded points and user ranking, how would you do that? I'm sure they're open to suggestions. I know that it's quite a complicated. It's an extensive process that Nick has. And then we're going to talk, like I said, we're going to talk about the new dev notes for the CFM. So question number one, if we could delete or ban one play, and Rob, I'm really interested to hear what you're going to say, and it better not be QB draw, or I'm driving down and finding you, man. but if you could delete or ban a play from M23 from the start, what would that be?
Well, you're not going to be happy with my answer on this. Of all the questions that I looked over, and I immediately had answers to the questions that you had. But on this first question, for me personally, and maybe it's because I'm not that good at stick skills and stuff like that, but there's really not any plays, offense or defense, that, I mean, if somebody runs a play against me and it works, it's not like it's that play. I mean, because they can run other plays against me that work. I mean, for me personally, I don't really have any plays, offensive or defensive, that I'd want to see done without. Now, I know other people that have specific plays, but me personally, I don't have one.
Oh, interesting. What about you, Rev?
I had two plays in common, or two plays that I kind of was like going back and forth with. But I think I'll go with the quarterback wrap. I think that just so overpowered, and anybody with a scrambling quarterback uses it. And it's very frustrating, especially if the user you're playing uses a lot of, quarterback option plays a lot. So, you know, playing on defense on that, it's just that play specifically, like if they get the good blocks upfield, or you miss the hole, or you miss that first defender, he misses, it's like usually like a 20-30 gash. Sometimes they'll go to the house with, depending on, you know, how slow your defense is. So I'm going to go with that play.
Yeah, that one does suck. And it seems to get a lot more, like, even if you have the conservative on, It doesn't seem to work for me. The guy still gets a big, big chunk of yardage.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I don't like isn't because it's hard to stop. It's annoying. It's a little bit like a rash, but it's the broken animation on the speed toss. Like you're like, oh man, I just smoked his QB, and then the ball flies out. Like you literally hammer the QB. I mean, Rob, you had two against me, maybe three, where I was like, I took my hands off the controller. I just thought I had popped you, man. And then literally the ball, two Mississippi later, come flying out to the running back, and he's running scot-free. So I wish that animation was a little bit better. It's very, very clunky on that one. Okay, so if run blocking stays the same, I mean, obviously you're going to run. This question's kind of leading to that. I think what I would say to this, if run blocking stays the same in M24, I know there's some freaking users I'm not following. You know, like there's a couple of, right? Like if it stays the same, it's going to change the way that I pick my team. There's no way that I'm going into a division where that guy throws 10 passes, 15 passes a game. It's not going to happen because he'll just kill you. But Rev, what do you think of that? I mean, the question and what I had said.
I think it does play a factor. Well, it could be played in so many factors, because what if you are not the greatest passer in the world, but you know how to utilize the run playing, you know, and then let's just say you're on the opposite side, you're playing defense and you can't stop the run, but you can stop the pass. You look forward to pass heavy users because you can get a couple interceptions or, you know, whatever. And somebody running the ball, I think it's going to force people to either get good on run defense, or it's going to force people to adapt. And I think the good users will figure out some type of way. They're going to probably load the box all the time. But to answer the question on there, I've always been balanced. I mean, you have to be balanced anyways. I feel like you have to keep the other user guessing. Of course, if the running, the blocking is the same, you know, instead of getting stuffed for 1 or 2 yards, if you make the right, right run on the, depending on what defense they call, it could make your play calling a little bit more easier, and you can maybe, you don't have to, go through the same cycle of plays. You can actually open your playbook up a little bit because you have more of a, oh, let me run this play. If I don't complete it, it's okay. It's third and three or third and two. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I think there's going to be guys that are going to change up the way they play the game based on that. And the other topic we were talking about before we started this show, I think it's going to change the way people are so dependent on streaks. I think it's going to change the game up for everybody if it stays the same.
How about you, Rob?
Well, I'm going to answer that first by saying, absolutely. My best chance to win is to hold possession of the ball, keep the score down. That's my best chance to win. But what I'm wondering is, number one, my experience with that beta is it seemed like it was almost like your O lineman was moving maybe a little bit more and maybe setting up. It seemed like there were paths more than what I've seen in the past.
Oh, it's well documented that those, they get to the second level now. Like they make their block. And another thing they're doing is when they're engaged in a double block, they're peeling off and looking for other people to block. Yeah, you saw that correctly.
Yeah. So here's what I'm wondering, if that stays true, then what I'm wondering is, will that make, say, offensive linemen in the draft more relevant? If there's something, if there's a rating for an O lineman that allows them to pull like that, will that make them more relevant in the draft? Will that change the way that we look at the draft? Will that change maybe the way we viewed linebackers? I know linebackers get a bad rep. I personally love them, use the heck out of them. But, I mean, linebackers have been mentioned many times as not important. Will that make linebackers more important because you've got to have somebody that has got a good awareness up in the box to make some of those tackles? And I think it could really be a plus to the XCFL if that helps those two positions.
I mean, what would you do if Nick Larson took a tackle in the first round?
Well, we know that's not going to happen, but it would be cool to see.
I mean, the seas would turn to blood, I'm sure. I don't. The seventh seal would be broken. I don't. There's There's some shit that will go on, man. I don't know what I'd do. I mean, I'd send out, first of all, I'd call his wife to make sure he was all right. if Nick was still in the house, if he hadn't been kidnapped, or if Boone's mom was drafting for him.
Yeah.
So we got this is an interesting question, and I definitely have a team, but I'd super interested to hear what you guys think. Do you expect any crazy trades that would affect your team selection? Like, you know, you pick a team and you're like, ah, the roster's not that good, but there's this one gem. Is there any guys on the trading block that if they got moved before the start of the season, which is a terrible thing to have happen? I saw it happen to Pride with CJ Henderson, and I felt bad for him. Rev, you know, what are the teams that you would be worried about taking?
Honestly, it's two teams, and they're both in the AFC East. One, Rob could probably contest this with me, and we have the whole Stephon Diggs situation. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of turmoil between him. They say it's not with Josh Allen, but I feel like if you watch the playoff game when we were playing the Bengals, he was frustrated with the quarterback. He was yelling at Josh, like, give me the damn ball. And then he was also frustrated with Dorsey's play calling. So, you know, if he continues to behave the way he is now, I don't know if McDermott will have the, you know, the balls to be like, all right, let's get rid of him. But I think Bean, if he keeps on doing what he's doing, I think Bean will trade him and at least get some type of something for him, and then maybe possibly pick up D Hop as a replacement because they'll have some, you know, cap space to work with. And then the other team, which it'd be kind of messed up, and it'd be kind of karma. So I just want to put this out there. If Nick picks the Dolphins, right, and he's just like, yeah, take this, busy. And with Tyreek's situation with him, with the whole criminal thing going on, he's got going on over there. Yeah. What if they just say, you know what, we're going to cut Tyreek or we're going to get rid of him? How brutal would that be for Nick, and how satisfying that would be for Busy? He'd be like, ah, take that. You and know what I mean?
Just comes a free agent.
Yeah, that'd be like karma full circle. I don't know who's. Who won the free agent thing? Because I know somebody.
Well, I had a choice. I had a choice, and I'm gonna regret it because I won the free agent last year, and uh-huh. I ended up with OBJ for a season. It was a waste. So I took the dev upgrade, and I think I'm gonna regret it this year because the free agent pool is gonna. I mean, you never know what it's gonna look like, but yeah, I'm you know, whatever. But I'm not gonna comment until the end. So. Those are two very good picks. I don't think that Diggs has a movable contract, but he's definitely not going to be happy in his production. He could pout for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Rob, what are you thinking?
Well, when I first read this question, the first thing I thought is, you know, hey, I've already got a trade brewing, and then I thought, wait a minute, you're talking about real life.
Well, you usually had a trade before the release.
Oh man, you always got to be talking in that trade market. What are you talking about? You always got to be one step ahead. But I guess a couple things. Number one, you know, technically right now there's an X factor free agent in Devin or you know, Cook. If he stays an X factor and if he doesn't sign with the team, but if he does go to a team at the last minute, that's going to boost a team's running game in the short term, at least to begin a cycle. And that would probably be a cheap contract. I think the elephant in the room is what's going on with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
You know, Simmons is somebody that correct me if I'm wrong, but they did not pick up his fifth-year option. And there's been a lot of rumors that you read here and there where they just float his name around as a potential trade candidate. Now, they talked a lot about it around the draft, and then it's cooled down a little bit, but there's a player that is kind of what I consider a unicorn. You know, he gets traded before, you know, the rosters and goes to another team before the team draft, and the Cardinals, even though they've got two first-round picks and they've got a scrambling – I mean, even though they've got some things in their favor – that would definitely hurt their stock, I think, in the team draft if he was to get traded away. And whatever team he would go to, I think you would see that boost that team a little bit.
Yeah, it's a 14-point swing.
Yep.
There'd also a guy on that team who would affect a selection. Would be Buda Baker. He's been.
Yeah.
They've been talking about moving him too. So that defense already is shit. Like I'm seriously thinking about taking them. So I've been thinking about this, but I've never seen a defensive line that bad in my life. I mean, name somebody on that defensive line. I mean,
they're rough. Their linebackers are no screaming hell, and their cornerbacks are super average. But I mean, I figure I can't play defense worth a shit, even with a good one. So what's the problem? What's the point, right? So yeah. I may as well take a shitty defense and let people score 50 on me. But yeah, I would agree with that, and I would add the Buddha thing. I don't think there's anybody else, but there was a lot of 50-year options that weren't picked up this year. Like a lot.
That's true.
Like you got Chase Young up there in Washington. His fifth wasn't picked up. He could get traded. I mean, that could affect a Washington selection, actually, come thinking about it. You know, Chase Young in Madden. I mean, he never really seems to do much in Madden. I don't know how great he is up there. But I mean, his attributes are off the charts. And, you know, so, and he's a young defensive end. So he's their best defensive player, I would think, him and Sweat. But we'll see what happens there. Excuse me. If you could rewrite how users are rewarded points for the user ranking, how would you do it? Rob, I'll start with you.
Well, first, I'll start by saying this. We have a good and a fair system. I wholeheartedly believe that. You know, when I read this question and I'm brainstorming, I thought about, you know, hey, maybe come up with a point system. You know, maybe let me rephrase it. Maybe we add something to the existing point system that would maybe award quote unquote bonus points or incentives. Let's say, for example, you play your games early. You play all your games in a season within the first 48 hours. So I'm saying early, but still, I'm still allowing a little bit of flexibility. So let's say you play all your games for season one within a 48-hour window. At the end of the season, maybe you're eligible for something, and I'm just going to give some examples because I don't want to make it too over the top because I don't want to see us just, you know, but like maybe you're eligible for a change in a trait, or maybe you're eligible to change the name of a rookie, or, you know, some kind of a minor reward. But it's a reward that you hear people talk about in the message boards. You know, how many times has somebody said, man, I got an amazing running back and his name is Johnny Whitespoon, you know, and he's just got some crazy name. And it's like, man, wouldn't it be cool if that guy, you know, you could change his name? Well, maybe that would be a small enough incentive, but also kind of a cool perk to get people to want to play within a 48-hour window.
Yeah, that's good. Rev, what about you?
I mean, looking at the system, I think everything is, I think everything seems pretty fair. However, I would like to add to it, I guess to add on to what Rob was saying, because I was actually thinking of the same thing. I feel like there should be, I feel like you should be able to have the opportunity to use user points. So it's like more of a risk reward. If you can use user points, let's say to either buy X coins with it or to, change the players, you know, change the player's name. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you pick the Detroit Lions and you want to have, I don't know, Marshall Mathers, you know, be your quarterback or whatever, or something, you know, something like that, just something crazy. Or maybe you want to just name yourself, you know what I mean? Whatever the case may be. And then I feel like they should be more incentives for the teams that, you know, let's say you're in a tough conference, right, and you finish above 900, but you don't make the playoffs, I feel like you should get some user points, because it's not like you had a bad season. You just had a tough conference and you didn't get in. I don't think it should be like a lot. It shouldn't be like, you know, 20 user points, but, you know, something like that. And then I think scheduling your games, you know, and playing your games consistently with content, you should get like an extra bonus on top of it. So like if you play your games on, you know, on time, whatnot, you're not the last game of the week, I feel like then, you know, you should be able to get some extra points if you're creating content along with it. So like content, I mean, like, you know, either a graphic for it, like for the game or something like that. And then I feel like if you're a consistent person that plays your game, like the last game, and like you're holding up the advance like on a consistent basis, like, you know, 2-3 weeks in, you should lose user points for that.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I like the whole system. I think it's pretty fair. I mean, whatever we would do would be, you know, tweaks at best.
Yeah.
You know, I like the coins thing. But I don't know. We'll talk about the coins and upgrading, you know, in the next question. But yeah, I think I'd keep mostly the same. I think it's fair. There's a lot of stuff that I don't compete in, because it's a, you're doing content and then, you know, participating in everything is a little bit tough. I'm not a good gambler. I don't know gambling terms. I don't ever gamble. So I stay away from that because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But I do like Survivor, even when you bet on yourself and get booted. You know, so I think it's a pretty good system. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the drop of the franchise today. And I know that I watched a little video on it, and I know that you guys aren't totally, you know, up to it. But is there anything that jumps off the page that you wanted to talk about, you know, regarding that drop or regarding those franchise features in general? Rev?
So as we're having a conversation about it before, it was piquing my interest. So while we're, you know, doing this, I'm over here reading it. And I like the fact that there's going to be balance, and that the players that are in Madden, like the real players, you know, the Lamar Jacksons, the Anthony Richardsons, you know, the Josh Allens, you know, those people that have wheels and that can scramble, they're going to be more valuable than, you know, than a little bit. They're going to be more valuable than they previous have, you know, previous managed, because every cycle there's always some crazy, you know, scrambling quarterback, and there's like four or five of them. And, you know, the receivers, there's like a bunch of speedsters. There's like a 98 speed, and there's like, you know, 397s or stuff. There's always some crazy thing on there. And I think if they're going this direction, and they're leaning towards the direction of making route running matter, making, you know, while speed is always going to be a you know, a factor, if they push, you know, users to draft receivers that, you know, normally wouldn't get picked because they're tall but they're slow as molasses, I think it'll be pretty interesting, because then guys that would normally not get drafted will get drafted because maybe they're tall and they're not fast, but, you know, they're able to catch in traffic, and their, you know, their ratings that we ignore so much that we, you know, we're like, it doesn't matter, will matter. Just like the offensive line. I think offensive line, if it stays the way it does, and if they can improve on the pass blocking, offensive linemen are going to be really valuable. And I know people are going to say, oh, offensive line doesn't matter. I beg to differ watching, you know, playing a couple games with you in the beta, and then playing with a couple other people. The offensive line does matter, because I've played with some mediocre offensive linemen, and if I didn't have a scrambling quarterback, I'd be running for my life. You know, so yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how they actually do that, and if it's consistent and they don't break it in the middle of, you know, dropping the release for Madden 24.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all know it's not going to be the same game, but hopefully some of the foundational pieces that are good, they move forward with.
I know last year at this time, the beta was nothing even looking like what we're playing now.
Rob, what about you?
What little bit I seen of this topic, you know, that they mentioned that just dropped today, and I didn't deep dive into it, so I'm gonna start talking here, and if I misunderstood something, but
yeah,
they talked about commissioner control. They're giving more control to the commissioner for the leagues, and it immediately made me think, you know, hey, you know, Van spins the wheel of chaos, and his rookie gets a 5-game suspension. If the commissioner could go in there and put a 5-game suspension in on that player, it takes it out of everybody's hands, and it's just cut and dry. And then that way you don't accidentally start a game and you're a quarter into it and realize, oh shit, I was supposed to bench that guy. I don't know if they're talking about that much control, but to me, the way we set our rules and the way, you know, right now we shade off after, you know, cool down periods and, you know, you're only allowed to run certain. I mean, to me, give the commissioner the ability to set the rules up just like we have in the rule book. And you know, like, for example, when they did the whole, you know, you can only run a play twice a game. You know, if you go back 2 Maddens ago, there was always, you know, it was a rule, but there wasn't no way to control it. And I mean, there was always, people were always skeptical. Well, you're running that play more than once. Well, there's several variations of that play in different formations. This is cut and dry. I mean, right now it's shaded. You run it, it cools down, you get to do it again, and that's it. And you move on. So I have loved that. And in this past Madden, I've loved the fact that they just tucked that and made it part of the, you know, from the beginning, just made it part of the process. So the more control to me that they give, I think it just makes our league run that much smoother.
Yeah, apparently you can do that on defense now too.
Awesome.
Where you can shut it off like you can on offense. And I don't know if you can do that now. I don't think you can, but I know they mentioned it. The one thing that I wanted to point out, and I know this will probably interest most, was the increased chance of getting a generational, which, you know, who knows if that's going to manifest or not. But I mean, we all get excited about those guys. But they've also added a bunch of different types of players. They've added a 99 club. And the 99 club is they give like a linebacker 99 hit power. Or they give, you know, somebody 99 throw power. They give somebody a 99 of one of the major attributes. So they sprinkle those in and out of the draft. So I just kind of figured, I just heard that with this start. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. So on top of the generationals, you got this 99 club. And then, like I was talking to you guys earlier, they're going to try to weed out some of the archetypes that are like too common, say like a scrambling QB. I mean, I didn't see any of that in the beta. It still looked all the same. I'm sure that would be a tweak, but that would be kind of strange to only see 2 scrambling QBs or 3. I don't know how many scrambling QBs you get in a draft or what's considered a scrambling QB, but let's see if they can get that right. That's kind of I don't know how I feel about that one. But yeah, so there's a whole, and the commissioner controls, yeah, they seem to be a lot deeper, but we'll see what they can pull off. And you know, the big question is how much of this is going to be available at launch? What are we going to have to wait for? How much is this going to break? Is it going to be freezing draft classes? Is it going to be deleting CFMs? That's a lot of work that these guys have done to pull off. And you know, obviously the confidence in EA isn't sky high. Another thing is I don't know if you guys have had a chance, but those new coaching trees are crazy.
Yes.
Oh,
let's get some comments on the coaching trees, Ref.
I'll let Rob start because I've just seen something really interesting on something you were talking about, and it's not about the trees.
Okay, Rob, do you have a look? If not, I can help you out.
As far as the coaching trees, when we were doing the beta, you know, I was simming several different franchises. Obviously there was certain things I was looking for as I get ready to prep for my team for M24, but I'm going to tell you what, the coaching trees in the beta were different And I mean, depending on what you had, there was real value in some of those. There were some that wasn't maybe that hot, but there were some that was red hot and very valuable.
Yeah, I wrote the ones down that were hot, man. And now I mean, there seems to be some discrepancy on how they're going to be distributed. Are they going to be like the scouting coaches once one is gone? I didn't see that. I saw different coordinators with the same kind of tree. So like the one that gives your QB2 speed, I saw that one across five or six different coordinators. I made five or six CFMs, and I saw that a few times across. So I think that's going to be available to more people than we think, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. But two speed on the quarterbacks and then hit power and then cornerback speed. And oh, boy, I have no idea what Nick's going to do when you combine that with the training camp chips. You know, our XP is low as it is, but it could be a cycle with some beefy rosters. You know, I mean, you never know. We'll have to see what they do, but it certainly adds a lot more fun. I got no problem with developing, and Nick will do his best to keep everything in front of them. But we'll have to see how it looks at launch. Making these kind of these visions or these claims or these guesses at beta can be difficult because we know might not look like that, but we'll see.
Yep.
Rev, what do you got?
So, yeah, so I was like I said, I've been reading through this thing, you know what I mean? Through the deep dive. And one of the interesting things I was like scrolling past was like the commissioner tools, and Rob was talking about it, and I wanted to add on to it, but I didn't want to interrupt him. One of the interesting things I see here is, for one, I think this might make some people happy and some people don't really care, is the home field advantage. You can actually turn it off. But now there's a progression and regression slider where it's now age-based. So players will progress at a rate based on the average of their age and position setting, and regression sliders have been added for both age and position. So you know how we always get those, you know, weird regressions out of nowhere. Like it'll be like a 26-year-old and a 27-year-old. He'll just regress for no reason. I think if I'm reading this correctly, I think Nick has the ability to control that as far as the age and when they're, when it like sort of like clicks in as to when they start regressing. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, and that's really interesting. And then also too, like there's also the ability to trade six, you know, whether picks or players. That's not really a commissioner tool, but that was like an added feature that was really interesting. And then the other thing I seen was is like the thing you were talking about with the 99 club. Prospect, yeah. I was looking into that. That's actually really good. And you know, you also have these prospects that add on to that. So like you have like a utility prospect and you have an injury prone prospect. So you might pick somebody that either A has a very low injury rating, or you might pick someone that has a, you know, high injury rating. They're adding a lot of stuff in here. I haven't really like looked at it, but now that I'm looking at it,
that's a lot.
I'm like really impressed with it. You know, I tried not to get too overly excited because it's Madden, it's an EA product, but the things that they've added in here are just amazing. Like even the talent tree, like I'm reading it now as I'm scrolling through it, like the trees that they have here and the miscellaneous updates, like the ability slots and morale tuning, you know, like I noticed that too, like in Madden 23, the morale tuning is broken. Like you could literally like lose like 10 games and like win a game. And then all of a sudden, like your morale is like, everybody's happy. Like they won a Super Bowl. And then like, you could literally like lose two games and win a game. And then they're still depressed. Like, oh, we're 1-2. And it's like, how does that make sense? And it's so broken, but it's going to be interesting to see. Like I'm reading through this and I'm almost excited as you are, man.
Well, I mean, we got a guy here that could probably tell us a thing or two about bad morale, eh, Rob?
That's absolutely correct. My morale stays down all the time on my players. It seems like week one, they drop.
I hate looking at red arrows, man. I hate it. Yeah. I remember one year I started off against Jiggy and he beat me by 40, and it was like the rivalry one or whatever. He was in my division. I started off in the hole like 20 each player and I never got out of it. It was
That's so rough.
Yeah, it was rough. But yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to the team draft, you know, just over 2 weeks away. People are going to start getting pretty antsy here. But yeah, so that's the show tonight, guys. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. And we're going to be doing this once a week. Rev's going to be giving us some topics, and we're going to bring them to you and do it the best we can to entertain everybody. So peace out.